What it do? Pause. Wait a minute. Hold up. It's Monday. I don't even feel like getting my intro out all the way because this is what I'm saying. And I ain't playing. It's Coffee with Queen. We about to take some sips. But y'all not listening. I still see fake love, fake support. I see it everywhere. Why? I feel like people need to tap inside. You cannot give what you don't have. You hear me? You can't give real love if you don't know real love. You can't give real support if you aren't even supportive of yourself. Monday Madness. We about to talk about it. Seriously. Let's do it. I'm just going to go ahead and continue it up over here on this platform, Coffee with Queen. Yeah. I mean, I'm typically behind the scenes, but I do have a live.me. That's a live streaming app. I don't know if you're familiar with it. It's kind of like Periscope, if you know what Periscope is. Yeah, I'm not down with Periscope. I attempted to do Periscope this morning, but yeah, I can't get with that platform. I don't even live on IG. I don't use Facebook Live or any of that. I use the platform live.me. I've been on that platform for quite some time, about 3 years now. So once again, plug live.me. Go check it out. Alpha Queen. Same thing, you know, but on that platform today, this morning, we were talking about, before my stream started to lag, I didn't even get to stream for longer than 10 minutes, but we were talking about support and love and the lack thereof, like fakeness. And this is why I haven't been recording. I'm definitely not about to stop and edit that out. I'm not in the studio, so you're going to hear a lot of background noise. Bear with me. You may hear trucks rolling by, big tractor trailers, who knows, but just bear with me. Look, support, love, and lack thereof. And the only reason we got on that topic is because it's so fake nowadays. You agree? I do. And what I mean by that is, think about support. Support is to do what? Be there for someone unconditionally, without conditions. Not if you support me, I'll support you. No. If I'm going to support you, I'm going to support you because I respect what you're doing. I respect your hustle. I respect you. So I'm going to support you. Whether I get anything out of it or not, that's what I'm going to do. That's true support. Not I'm only going to support them if. And a lot of times, that if is if they're not doing better than I am. Why? You may not have heard me. I tend to whisper a lot. That if was if you're not doing better than I am. Sounds familiar? It ought to. Black people. Hey. Crabs in a barrel syndrome. Yes, it's evident. I don't understand it though. I'm not grasping why we lack so much support. Let's get the love though. Boom, boom. Love. It's the same thing as support. To love unconditionally. I'm gonna love you because you're you. Not because you can do something for me. That's not the way it works. I love you because you're a dope individual. I love the way you handle things throughout life. You're the bomb.com. I rock with you. I do. It has nothing to do with you. I mean, yes, it's you that I love, but I choose to do so. I'm not going to not love you because I wake up and I don't feel good about myself. Because the moment I do, it's conditional, which makes it fake. You following me? I hope I didn't lose you. Because one thing about life is when you get so used to seeing something or experiencing something, you become accustomed to it. Complacency. So it may not be evident. You may not understand what I'm talking about. Grab them cups. Coffee with Queen. Let's talk about it a little bit more in depth. That's what we finna do. I didn't get a chance to really go in depth on my live.me blog. But yes, we about to talk about it today. Fake love, fake support. I think I talked about it before in another episode. But oh well, make it do what it do. Let's do it. Fake love. fake love. I don't want your love if it's fake. I don't want your love if it's fake. I don't know. It's Monday. It's typically Monday madness, but it's a great day today. Gloomy outside, but it's a great day today. I feel good. So yeah, I'm singing and I sound horribly, but thank you guys for listening. Fake love though. Let's talk about it. It's too relevant. Too relevant. That's why we have so many relationships that aren't successful. That's why we have so many people that aren't confident in themselves because they're being loved incorrectly. Think about it. To love is to love unconditionally. I'm not very religious. I'm more spiritual. But for the ones that believe in some type of, let's not go there. I don't want to be offensive. And I have a whole nother segment on religion in season two. So anyway, to some, God actually loves unconditionally. And for him to be able to do so, he forgives. And he accepts you for who you are. That's what most religions have been taught. To love unconditionally. Not to love with conditions. The moment you set out to love someone, as long as you're getting something, you're no longer loving unconditionally. Hear me out. You start dating someone and you feel yourself catching feelings, but for some reason you tell yourself that I don't know. Some type of uncertainty arises. But you tell yourself, well, he does or she does this for me. Or he or she makes me. You see? Conditions. When in essence, it should only be, well, I love him because he's a strong individual. I love his strength. I love her because she's ambitious, man. I ain't seen nothing like it. I love her drive. Shit is influential. Oh, excuse my language. You see? You're loving that person because of them, not for what they can do for you. And what that does is it allows you to remain true on why you even begin to love that person. Let's say you spent some time with that person you love, and you love this person because of this strength that you've seen in this person, and they exhibited an amount of strength that you've never witnessed in your life. This person is strong in your eyes. But somewhere down the line, if they took a beating by life and they were in a weak moment, you're able to see it as a weak moment. You love this person because of the strength that they exhibited when you encountered them. You're going to continue to love this person through this weak moment because you know that they're strong. Reverse it. Let's apply some conditions. Yeah, this person was strong. You loved them, but you really loved them because with that strength, they held down a great job. And the money that they were bringing in was providing you with things you've never received in your life. That person hit a weak moment. And now they aren't as ambitious and they don't have that drive anymore. You aren't getting the financial things or the financial assistance that you were receiving before. You choose to not love this person during their weak moment. When that person needs you the most. Fake love. You didn't want to love them because you weren't getting something out of it. loving with conditions. It's fake love. And it's entrepreneurs, and not even entrepreneurs, because support is, it goes emotionally, spiritually, mentally. Support is all across the board. So you can apply support to any aspect of your life, but you can still say the same with support. It's fake most of the time when we're talking about nowadays. To genuinely support someone, it's, I'm going to support you because I believe in you. And what happens is you're fueling someone. When they reach that weak moment and they don't feel as if they can do it anymore, your belief, your support of them will fuel them enough to get back to where they need to be. However, if you're supporting them because you're receiving something out of it, when they reach that weak moment, what are you going to get? Nothing. What are you going to do? Jump ship. Rick Ross said it best.
Jump ship.
No, you're going to jump ship. That's supporting conditionally. Fake support. It is what it is. Some recognize it as a crab in a barrel syndrome. You don't want the next person to do more than you. So you're going to support them as long as they aren't doing more than you're doing. Instead of supporting them all the way through, you may learn some. And then you can make it do what it do. You see what I'm saying? But why? It's a program. We've been programmed since day one. It's complacency. People have become content with staying in that environment, in that mindset, in that programming. And where has it gotten us? Absolutely nowhere. Come on now. Ain't nothing changed but years and time. What can we do about it? Well, I don't know. I can't tell you. I'm no professional, but I can share a few keys with you, and let's do that. You can't give what you don't have. Simple as that. You got to love yourself, and you got to support what it is that you're doing in your life. Point blank, period. Not falsely love yourself. You have to love the person that you wake up to every single day. You have to. When you look in the mirror, you have to be content with the person that you are. If there's something that you dislike about yourself, you have to figure out what it is and why are you dissatisfied with this characteristic trait in you. And fix it. You have to fix it. You can't fill it with superficial validations. You can't compare yourself to anyone else. There is no greater, there's nothing more valuable on this earth than authenticity. Be authentic. Be you. There's no one else on this earth like you. We all have our own dopeness. Think about it like that. Put a spin on it as if we're all superheroes concocted by Marvel, whatever else you want to say. I don't know. Anybody. DC. Any. Put your own name on it. Create your own comic and make yourself your own superhero. And the power that you withhold is your individuality. You. We need more individuality nowadays, because what's going to happen is once you learn to love you, there is nothing that's going to be able to change that. You're going to be able to love without fearing losing. You're going to be able to support without fear of losing. And what I mean by that is you're going to be able to love without feeling like you're going to lose yourself, because you're going to have complete and total control of you.
You're going to love freely. You're going to support because that's what you want to do wholeheartedly. Because you know there can never be another you. So you're going to support everybody out here trying to make you do what it do. You're going to want everybody to win. You're a winner. That's going to be your point of view. But it's not going to happen until you take the time to get to know you. You cannot give out what you don't have. And we've been programmed to want what it is that we can't have. Think about it. How much do you hear about empowerment? Empowering individuals to tap into themselves and realize that they're powerful individuals, kings and queens, if you want to say so. I believe so. You want to know why? Because think about the change that can come about if everybody knew how powerful they were and how strong they were and how their individuality is what creates something as beautiful as a rainbow. That's a powerful monster to try to fight. They don't want that. So they're going to continue to contribute to the divide. They're going to teach you how to love incorrectly, falsely. Support. Superficially. A little bit here and there. Whatever. They don't care. They're going to make sure you become complacent with doing so. But you're not only affecting you with that mindset. You're playing perfectly along in the game. And you're affecting everyone in society. People aren't getting the love that they need or the support that they're needing. Because those same people aren't taking the time to get to know themselves. I'm an online business manager and virtual assistant on the low as well. Like I said, I'm behind the scenes. I interact with a lot of different people in a lot of different walks of life. And I see it all too common, all too much. I see people that come to me with the need of assistance in their business. And in any area, it doesn't matter. They're passionate. They're ready. And then the moment they see a competitor doing a little better than what they are, they lose that drive. Now they want to conform and they want to start doing what the competitor is doing. When in essence, they don't even know what the competitor is actually doing to get the that success in their eyes. They lost it. They lose themselves. They've lost themselves trying to be something that they're not. Because you're not solid inside. We all have something dope to provide. And we need to remember that. We need to remember to be individuals. Remember to love you. Strengthen your inner core so you can love a little bit more, a little better as well. That's all I'm saying. Tap into you and stop trying to compete with people that don't even care and don't even matter. I'm telling you, you're dope. It's your individuality that society is missing. Be you. Love you. And then the love that you'll give out, that'll be true. And then support, fall hand in hand. Because you're true. In everything that you do. I said it in my first episode. Do you, boo? Yeah, get rid of the fake. Resurrect the real. That's the deal. It's been dope, though, for real. Coffee with Queen. Seriously, follow me on Facebook at Coffee with Queen. My IG, too, at The Real Alpha Queen. And find me on live.me because sometimes I'm all over the place. If you can't find me on my podcast, and you know that I'm probably on a live stream, follow me on live.me. Yeah. Until next time, subscribe, rate, and review. Holla at your girl.